From the K-12 High Speed Network in Imperial County, California, this is InfoSec. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of InfoSec, a podcast series for the K-12 public education sector. I'm Dr. Emil Ahangarzadeh. The information provided in this podcast series is intended to increase the security awareness of local education agencies and users, as well as to help them behave in a more secure manner within their work environment. While some of the tips may relate to maintaining a home computer, the increased awareness is intended to help improve your organization's overall cybersecurity posture. This is especially critical if employees access their work network from their home computer. Look, I know that you care about protecting your computer and your mobile devices, and you probably take steps to secure them. But no matter how securely you use technology, you're eventually going to get hacked or compromised. So in this podcast, you're going to learn how to determine if your computer or mobile device has been hacked, and if so, what to do about it. Ultimately, the quicker you detect something is wrong and the faster you respond, the more likely you can reduce the harm a cyber attacker can cause. It can be pretty hard to determine if you've been hacked, because there's often no single way to figure it out. Instead, hackers usually leave several clues, often called indicators. The closer your system matches any of these clues, the more likely it's been hacked. Clue number one, your antivirus program has triggered an alert that your system is infected, particularly if it says that it was unable to remove or quarantine that affected file. Chances are something's actually wrong. Your browser's homepage has unexpectedly changed, or your browser is taking you to websites that you just didn't want to go to. Well, you've probably been hacked. You might find that there are a couple of new accounts on your computer or device that you didn't create, or there's a new program running that you didn't install. Well, that's because you've been hacked. A couple other ones. Your computer or your apps are constantly crashing. Or you might find icons for unknown apps or strange windows keep popping up. That's a clue you've been hacked. A program might request your authorization to make changes to your system, even though you're not actively installing or updating any of your applications. Your ears should be ringing because you've been hacked. Your password no longer works when you try to log into your system or an online account, even though you know your password is correct. And guess what? Somebody pwned you. Friends ask you, why are you spamming them with emails, even though you haven't sent them any emails? That's because somebody's taken over your machine and is sending emails on your behalf. Or your mobile device is causing unauthorized charges to premium text numbers, or your mobile device is suddenly coming up with some pretty high data or battery usage. Chances are it's been compromised. So how do you respond? Well, if you believe your computer or device has been hacked, the sooner you respond, the better. If the computer or device was provided to you by your employer or is used for work, don't try to fix the problem yourself. Not only can you cause more harm than good, but you can also destroy valuable evidence that can be used for an investigation. So instead, report the incident to your employer right away. Usually by contacting your help desk or your security team or your supervisor. If for some reason you can't contact your organization or you're concerned about a delay, just disconnect your computer or device from the network and then put it to sleep or suspend it or put it in airplane mode. Even if you're not sure if you've been hacked, it's far better to report it just in case. If the computer or device is your own personal device, then here are a couple of things that you can do. First, change your passwords. Now, this includes not only changing the passwords on your computers or your mobile devices, but for all of your online accounts. Be sure you do not use the hacked computer to change the passwords. Instead, use a different computer or device that you know is secure to change those passwords. Because if you use your original computer, there could have been a keylogger that's been stored on your machine. So you might think you're updating your passwords or changing them, but in fact, every little keystroke that you type in is being recorded by an evildoer somewhere off in the distance. If your antivirus software informs you of an infected file, you can follow the actions that it recommends. This usually can include quarantining the file or cleaning the file or just altogether deleting it. Most antivirus software will have links that you can follow to learn more about the specific infection. When in doubt, quarantine the file. If that's not possible, then just delete it. Now, if you're unable to fix the infection or you want to be absolutely sure your system is fixed, a more secure option is to rebuild it. For computers, follow your system's manufacturer's instructions. In most cases, this will mean using the built-in utilities to reinstall the operating system. If these utilities are missing or corrupted or infected, then contact your manufacturer for guidance or visit their website. Don't reinstall the operating system from backups. This may have the same vulnerabilities that allowed the hacker to originally gain access. Backups should only be used for recovering your data. For mobile devices, follow the instructions from your device manufacturer or service provider. These should be on their website. In many cases, this may be as simple as restoring your mobile device to a factory default. If you feel uncomfortable with the rebuilding process, consider using a professional service to help you. Or if your computer or device is old, it might be just easier and even cheaper to purchase a new one. Finally, once you've rebuilt your computer or device or purchased a new one, make sure it's fully updated and current and enable automatic updating whenever possible. The most important step that you can take to protect yourself is to prepare ahead of time with regular backups. The more often you back up, the better. Some solutions will automatically back up any new or changed files every hour. Regardless of which backup solution you use, periodically check that you're able to restore those files. Quite often, recovering your data from backup is the only way you can recover from being hacked. And finally, if you feel in any way threatened, report the incident to local law enforcement. Thanks for listening, everyone. InfoSec is brought to you by the Cybersecurity Education Program, a service of the Technical Assistance Professional Development System, administered by the K-12 High-Speed Network and funded by California Assembly Bill 104. The Cybersecurity Education Program provides state-of-the-art cybersecurity awareness curriculum for all California K-12 Public Education Agency employees at no cost. For more information, visit k12tapped.org/CEP. That's k12tapped.org/CEP. Be sure to follow us on Twitter for more cybersecurity information. We're at Tapped Security.